Roughly 20,000 people packed the Staples Center today in Los Angeles to honor the life of Nipsey Hussle. The 33-year-old musician and community activist was shot and killed 11 days ago, right outside the clothing store he owned. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is with us now from the Staples Center. Hey.
Hey, Elsa.
So this memorial service, I know it's ended, and I understand it's followed by a procession?
That's right. I'm outside the Staples Center. It was a three-hour memorial, sold out, and imagine 20,000 people making noise for Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
And the procession is winding through the streets of South L.A. for 25 miles through the Crenshaw neighborhood, past the Marathon clothing store he owned and where he was shot and killed, and it ends up at a funeral home.
Now, I know his family and his friends spoke during the service, and they shared a lot about what kind of person Nipsey Hussle was. How did they remember him?
Well, you know, the memorial started with reading a letter from President Barack Obama, who praised him as a symbol of hope. There was a eulogy from the Nation of Islam Minister Louis Farrakhan, and a performance by Stevie Wonder, who called for gun control and an end to violence. His parents were here to honor him, and others talked about how much he helped the community he came from. Here's his girlfriend, Lauren London, her 9-year-old son, Cameron Carter, and Nipsey's brother, Samuel Askedom.
I love you beyond this earth, and until we meet again, the marathon continues.
In the morning, Aramis would say respect at the window. So on my count of three, I want everybody to yell respect. 3, 2, 1.
You never let the pressure sway you from doing what you want to do. You never let anything, the politics, stop you from coming around and staying around. And I hope everybody knows that that's what bro did. Bro stayed and he died on Crenshaw and Slauson.
Another well-known rapper from L.A., Snoop Dogg, was also here to eulogize his friend.
The late, great neighborhood Nip. Rest in peace, cuz. Neighbors.
Snoop Dogg saluted Nipsey, and he also threw him gang signs to his coffin. The memorial's program had remarks by Kendrick Lamar, Issa Rae, Michael B. Jordan, and LeBron James.
So for our listeners who don't know a lot about Nipsey Hussle, can you just remind us, why was he so beloved in Los Angeles and elsewhere?
Well, you know, his real name was Aramis Askedom. He was 33 years old. He never left his neighborhood, and after running the streets with the Roland 60s, which is a set of the Crips, he made a career starting with mixtapes. It got so big that his album Victory Lap was nominated for a Grammy. But he was also known as an entrepreneur. He had a brand, the Marathon brand, a clothing store, a studio. He also was a community activist. One of the things he did was renovate a basketball court at an elementary school, and he had an art project called Destination Crenshaw. He was really well known in the neighborhood and worldwide.
Looking back on the whole day, were there any other highlights that stayed with you?
There are a lot of highlights, but I think maybe one of them, why don't we just go out with Stevie Wonder?
Mm. Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
That is Mandalit Del Barco reporting from Los Angeles, California. Thanks, Mandalit.
Thanks, Elsa.
Must be strong.